The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Hello, welcome to John's Media Show. We'll talk about media and other stuff. Now, before I get started on my review of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, I'd like to give a shout out to any friends or family that may be tuning in to listen to me today, and I hope you enjoy the show. And for any new listeners that may be tuning in to listen to me today, I'd like to talk to you about how I critique any sort of media. So how I critique any sort of media is based on its entertainment value. I look at the pros and cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, it would get a high rating. If the cons outweigh the pros, it would get a low rating. If it's mediocre, the pros and cons would be about equal. I try and keep my reviews as spoiler-free as possible, but in some cases I do need to get into spoiler territory, since it may be a major part in my review. But I'll give you an estimated time of how long I'll be talking about spoilers, so people who don't want the piece of art that I'm reviewing spoiled, then they don't get spoiled. I have two unique rating systems. The first is unique to whatever medium I'm critiquing. So for films, I use popcorns, because it's what you eat when you go to the cinema. For video games, I use video game controllers, because that's what you play video games with. And for TV shows, I use televisions, because that's what you watch TV shows on. The second rating system is, because I'm a film collector, more specifically on Blu-ray, or of digital, iTunes HD, I use this as a guide for any other media collectors that may be tuning in to listen to me today. So at the bottom we have to skip it. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has no entertainment value whatsoever, not even in it's so bad it's good like Batman and Robin, that you couldn't laugh at how ridiculous and over the top everything is. Rented is where, for example, if the film was caught recently in cinemas, and I think it's good, but not good enough for you to warrant your time, money, or potentially fuel going to the cinema and seeing it. And you could wait 3 or 4 months for it to come out on DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming services such as Disney Plus or Netflix. Then I say rent it / stream it. Seed Ones is also where, for example, if the film has come on recently in cinemas, and I think it's good enough for you to go see it once, but then be done with it, then I say see it once. But the highest honor is obviously to buy it on Blu-ray. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has great entertainment value, and you'll never get tired of watching or playing the video game. So now we're heading into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Every night, I dream the same dream. And then, the nightmare begins. I did what I had to do to protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange. You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished.
We should tell him the truth.
Ah!
the rules.
Look out!
And become a hero. I do it. I become the enemy. It doesn't seem fair.
And that was Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Even though it's a sequel to Doctor Strange, it sounds like an episode, like a TV show episode. This is directed by Sam Raimi, who most would remember for directing the Evil Dead movies. The first three, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, or The Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness, and the Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker / Spider-Man. This is written by Michael Waldron, who wrote the Disney Plus MCU show Loki. The cast stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Elizabeth Olsen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Benedict Wong, Zhuichi Gomez, Michael Stolberg, and Rachel McAdams. The film received positive reviews from critics who praised Raimi's direction, cinematography, musical score, visual effects, and Olsen's performance. So the synopsis reads, a few months after the events of Spider-Man No Way Home, Dr. Stephen Strange, played again by Benedict Cumberbatch, with the help of both new and old mystical allies, travels into the multiverse to face a mysterious new adversary. So from what I've read / watched, Sam Raimi was affected by the criticism from Spider-Man 3, as shown this quote in an article by Rolling Stone. Quote, it was a very painful experience for me. I wanted to make a Spider-Man movie to redeem myself for that. The aborted Spider-Man 4, that was really what that was about. I want to go out on a high note. I didn't want to just make another one that pretty much worked. I had a really high standard in my mind, and I didn't think I could get the script to that level that I was hoping for by that start date. I'm giving this as context because Sam Raimi hasn't directed a superhero movie for a while. So if you look at the math, Spider-Man 3 was released in 2007, so it's been, if I'm not mistaken, 16 years since Spider-Man 3, and because Sam Raimi has been in producing roles, and 9 years since his last directing job, since he directed Oz the Great and Powerful in 2013. In between, he was more, he was more in producing roles in movies. Well, I'm not going to go into spoilers. What I will say in some cases, since there are things I personally wouldn't want spoiled for myself, if I read a review about a film, I was wondering whether or not I should watch. The film does expand on events from other MCU Disney Plus shows. The humor is standard for MCU, and there are hints of Raimi's humor, but overall it doesn't seem like Raimi's sense of humor shone through, though there are sprinklings of the Evil Dead in there, since he did that before the Spider-Man trilogy, since I grew up more with the Spider-Man trilogy and only recently watched the Evil Dead franchise. The action sequences were good, though the first one where Strange faces a giant octopus, which you can see in a preview clip, which they usually release before the film comes out, and in the trailer, felt a little underwhelming. The writing is at its best, where it focuses on character development / depth, which I alluded to earlier. Doctor Strange does get a lot of development. The performances across the board are magnificent. Nobody surprised Elizabeth Olsen's Wanda / Scarlet Witch hit out of the park. Like in WandaVision, if you're liking to review it, please give me a flick. She gives an incredibly emotional performance. The music sadly was lacking, especially given Danny Elfman's prior work on the first two Spider-Man films. And as a quick bit of trivia, Elfman and Raimi supposedly had a falling out around Spider-Man 2 since Raimi wanted Elfman's music to sound similar to Hellraiser. And so Christopher Young replaced Elfman in Spider-Man 3 because he was the composer for the Hellraiser. At least I think the first two. I can't remember. The only criticism was that I thought the film wasn't as distinctive as it could have been when compared to Raimi's other films, like the Evil Dead films and Spider-Man. While it was an enjoyable popcorn flick with great writing from Waldron, an emotional story, and enjoyable performances, it does lack a little bit in terms of vision, but overall still a great entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So we'll definitely still recommend to Marvel fans and moviegoers in general. 4 popcorns out of 5, see it once. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we're heading into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was Captain America, composed by Henry Jackman, from the film score of Captain America, The Winter Soldier. So this was played in part when Black Widow is talking to Parliament about that they won't lock her up because you need us. And as Nick Fury burns some his glasses and some S.H.I.E.L.D. documents, since in this film S.H.I.E.L.D. was infiltrated by Hydra. So that was Main Titles, composed by Danny Elfman, from the film score of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So this was played in the end credits. Nothing else aside from that. Like, it just plays up to the mid-credits scene. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. Thank you. And that was Man of Steel, Hans's original sketchbook, composed by Hans Zimmer, from the film score of Man of Steel. Welcome back to John's Media Show, where I talk about media and other stuff. Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this session today, but I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to me today, because otherwise we'd just be in a room, photocomputers, a control panel, speaking into a microphone, all by myself. If you'd like me to critique anything, please go to freshfm.net. We can go to our Facebook page and leave me a post via the visitors posts with your recommendation and the hashtag John's Media Show. If I make a recommendation, I'll give a shout out to whoever did so. I hope you have all had a wonderful day at school and or work, and I'll hopefully see you all next time. I'm John Scott. This is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and I'll hopefully see you all next week. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.